With climate change, there's more attention on emissions from carbon dioxide, but another greenhouse gas is even more potent, methane. In the United States, landfills are among the largest sources of methane. Three of the biggest polluters are in central Florida. WMFE environmental reporter Amy Green explains reining in these emissions faces major challenges, beginning with nailing down exactly how much methane landfills are responsible for.
Looks like a little bouncy ball, Gatorade bottle.
I am at the top of a 140-foot summit of the Orange County landfill. Here, almost all of Orlando is at my feet. The high-rises of downtown, the tower and runways of the airport, all around me is trash.
Another water bottle, Chick-fil-A bag, looks like a bag that a Chick-fil-A sandwich was in.
Strewn among drifts of dirt used to bury the garbage to prevent the intrusion of insects, rats, and pigs. Bulldozers smooth the dirt into place while tractor trailers deliver ever more trash. Vultures and seagulls circle above. A bald eagle lands nearby.
Anything you will see out, if you will, in the real world, you'll see it here, because this is where people, when they throw things away, this is where it all comes.
That's David Gregory of the Orange County Utilities Department. Eventually, the garbage like kitchen scraps and yard waste will rot and decompose, producing a landfill gas that is about 50% methane. A United Nations report published in May found that immediate reductions in methane emissions are the best chance the planet has at slowing climate change in the coming decades. Three of the nation's top 10 methane-emitting landfills are in central Florida, according to numbers provided by the facilities to the Environmental Protection Agency. The Orange County landfill is third, the JED landfill in Osceola County is second, and the Brevard County landfill is eighth. Together, their emissions will cause as much damage to the climate in the next 20 years as all of the nearly 2 million cars and pickup trucks registered in these counties. When I asked Gregory at the landfill about the numbers, he said the ranking came as a surprise. In a later interview, he said he believes the numbers are wrong. Calculating landfill methane emissions is complicated. Landfills are not like factories that release emissions through smokestacks where the emissions can be pinpointed. Landfills can span thousands of acres and leak from various locations.
A landfill, we don't have one pipe where we can measure what comes out of that pipe, right? We have a landfill. We have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of acres out here.
The numbers may be wrong. The EPA allows for multiple ways of calculating the emissions, based in part on methods first developed by the United Nations. The numbers can vary significantly depending on the method.
It's kind of a mess, really.
Gene Bogner of the University of Illinois at Chicago is a co-author of a National Academy of Sciences report that placed low confidence in the EPA numbers. The report concluded the agency's method for estimating landfill methane emissions is outdated.
In the past, you could sort of wave your hands and say this may be a ballpark number, but we need better numbers now to guide site-specific mitigation strategies.
Susan Thornlow of the EPA, who helped craft the methods, says the numbers don't always reflect what actually is happening at landfills.
We recognize that it can be orders of magnitude different from what is found in the landfill, both over and understating emissions.
The EPA says the agency continually updates the numbers as better data becomes available and is working to address recommendations by the National Academy of Sciences. Landfill operators in Osceola and Brevard counties say they are taking steps to reduce the emissions.
This pipe coming up out of the ground here is where we're using these blowers to draw a vacuum on the hill and suck that gas out, suck that methane out.
Brian Moore of the Orlando Utilities Commission says one-way landfill operators in Orange County are curbing methane emissions is by capturing them and converting them to energy. He points to a pipe leading from the county landfill a quarter mile away, where buried within the refuse is a vast crisscross network of more than 500 wells. The wells collect the emissions and direct them to this OUC facility, which processes them before sending them to the Stanton Energy Center to power up to 15,000 homes and businesses. The Biden administration wants more landfills to incorporate methane collection systems like this one, but the systems also can be fraught with problems. Rain can flood them, making them less effective. The pipes and wells can be faulty. The recent United Nations report went further, calling for organic waste like food scraps to be discarded not in landfills, but compost facilities or specially designed digesters that are better at capturing methane emissions. At the Orange County landfill, David Gregory says his department has gone beyond the requirements, which, for instance, give landfill operators 5 years to begin collecting methane emissions. Instead, his department starts as soon as possible.
You have something that's reached the end of its life. That doesn't mean it doesn't have value. How do we continue to try to extract as much value as possible from those things that we don't want anymore? And one of the ways we do it here at the landfill is to collect that landfill gas and use it to make energy.
He points to all the different ways the EPA allows landfill operators like him to calculate methane emissions. He believes his department is not using the best equation to convey the steps his department is taking to mitigate the climate-damaging emissions. He planned to recalculate the emissions and file an updated report to the EPA. Amy Green, WMFE News.
This story was produced in partnership with Inside Climate News. For more in-depth reporting on the story, visit WMFE.org.